You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We'll get Joe on the phone, I hope, soon. In any case, we have a great show starting for you today. Just a wonderful show. Two spectacular guests. Anne Cryo Esselstyn has written the book, The Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease Cookbook, over 125 delicious, life-changing plant-based recipes. She'll be in the first hour. And if you're lucky enough to turn in for the second hour, and we do have 2 hours, you can always get them if they're not on, if you're leaving your radio station area, or you want to listen to them in replay, you can always get them on RadioMD.com. Or log in on the RadioMD.com. You can look at the archives shows, and you get all the shows all the way back for as long as you want to go back, all the way to 2001. Believe it or not, this weekend is our 14th year, starting our 14th year. We've just had our 13th year anniversary today. So it's 13 years of doing You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Our second guest in the second hour, in the half-hour point, is Mark Penn, a fantastic physician, cardiologist, researcher, innovator, who in fact has a theory that is well-developed. He's brilliant, so this is one that I think is very important. It is whether you heal by scars or by growths, and how you should change your life based on that result. That is, some people have tumors, they get develop colon cancer or something else when they heal. Some people develop bleeding and heal over with scars. Those are the two options, and they really reflect very different, very great differences. Same thing with your heart. For example, tobacco smokers either develop, if you will, lesions of cancer, or they develop heart disease, and they very rarely will develop the two. Well, that means that depending on how you heal, you should do very different things in preparation for that. And this is a huge subject and a very important one. We'll get more to it. You can always email us at youdocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com with questions during the show. We have a number of them. Gary Ginsberg's going to be on as well. And take the top environmental stories of the week. The other thing that I should tell you is that we have a lot of stories. So thank you. Muriel sent me a happy anniversary sound, a happy anniversary greeting, and we've got three others. So thank you all for sending happy anniversary for the show and sending it to udocs@gmail.com. You can always call us with questions as well at 1-877-711-5211. I'm hearing a echo, so I don't know whether that you're hearing one on the show as well. And I think it just went away, so I think it was something we were doing here. In any case, the show, the first story I'm going to talk about is wellness foreplay. That is, this is our wellness foreplay section, and it is what happens with artificial sweeteners. This is a very interesting story that was started in a group in Israel that looked at what happens when you get artificial sweeteners and use them in your coffee or anything else. What they did was a series of experiments that's really quite brilliant, and I'm going to get to the exact description of them, which is why I'm fumbling around. Here it is. Fumbling around a little bit because I want to tell you the exact story. So in the initial set of experiments, the scientists added saccharin, the sweetener in the pink packs of Sweet and Low, sucralose, the yellow packs of Splendor or Spartime, the blue packets of Equal, to the drinking water of 10-week-old mice. The control mice drank plain water or supplemented with glucose or ordinary table sugar. After a week, there was little change in the mice that drank the water and little change in the sugar water group. But the group getting artificial sweeteners developed marked intolerance to sugar, meaning their sugar levels built up in their blood so that when they had sugar, they didn't get it into their cells. We call that insulin resistance. In any case, they developed this marked intolerance to glucose. When the researchers treated the mice with antibiotics, killing much of the bacteria in their digestive system, this intolerance went away, suggesting that something in the artificial sweeteners was getting the mice to change the bacteria inside their gut. So they did a second experiment. They took the intestinal bacteria from the mice who drank saccharin-laced water and put them in the mice that had never been exposed to saccharin. Those mice that got the injections of these bacteria developed the same glucose intolerance. DNA sequencing of the bacteria showed that saccharin had markedly changed the variety of the bacteria in the gut of the mice that consumed the saccharin. They then did a third experiment. They looked at 381 non-diabetic participants, and they found a correlation between those who used artificial sweeteners and signs of glucose intolerance. In addition, the gut bacteria of those who used the artificial sweeteners were different. They then asked 7 volunteers. So this is the fourth experiment that they did. They asked 7 volunteers who normally did not use artificial sweeteners to consume saccharin for 6 days. 4 of the 7 developed this disruption of glucose processing, or we call it, again, insulin resistance. And when they took the human participants' bacteria and injected it into the intestine of mice, the animals again developed glucose intolerance, suggesting that this effect was the same in both humans and mice. What does that mean? What it seems to mean to me is that there's both a genetic and a environmental from the artificial sweeteners, development of glucose intolerance or insulin resistance caused by the bacteria in your gut. So the bacteria in your gut are called your microbiome. So we're learning a ton about how the microbiome is really going to change and is changing our total understanding. You have 10 trillion or more bacteria inside your gut, and what we're learning is that what you eat, what you do, really changes to a great degree the bacteria inside you. So it's a great surprise, obviously, to most of us that this actually occurs, but it is a true phenomenon, and so surprised me. Bridget, I hope you're on the line now. Do you have any comment about this?
I am on the line. Yes, I think that it's absolutely fascinating, especially because oftentimes when I'm talking to patients, one of the first questions that they ask is if diet soda is better. And for a long time, I think that people were recommending to switch from regular soda to diet as a way to wean off of it. But, I mean, according to this study, and it was only conducted in animals and obviously a small sample of people, so we need to know more. But according to the study, it might be even worse, potentially. So water is definitely the best solution.
Actually, coffee is the best solution, or even caffeinated water, I think. So I'm going to say that it was easy for me to wean off with coffee. As you know, Mehmet, Dr. Oz and Lisa got me to wean off of both of all diet soda drinks. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well. When we come back, a mineral deficiency that you need to get treated to prevent colds.
Spring and summer bring out the best of nature, but blooming flowers, grass, and weeds emit pollen everywhere. Spring cleaning, molds, funguses, and pollens can cause severe allergic reactions. It's time to fight back. Get a blast of nature's most powerful natural remedy with Oreganol P73, the most powerful oil of oregano available anywhere. Oreganol P73 is an extract of hand-picked wild oregano grown in mineral-rich soils found only in the mountains of the Mediterranean. Experience this powerful and effective spice you can't find anywhere else. It is so effective, even the ancient Greeks used oregano for their health. And it's not just a mere spice. Oreganol P73 is also available as gel caps and as a sea salt-based nasal spray. Use Oreganol P73 and stay healthy all summer long. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Available in natural food stores nationwide or visit AmericanWildFoods.com.
Antioxidants. You've heard of them, but do you know what they're good for or where to get them? This is Sylvia Escott Stump of the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics. Antioxidants. They destroy the free radicals that cause cellular damage. And eating foods that are rich in antioxidants may help prevent cancer and heart disease. These foods include red wine in addition to grape juice, whole grain pasta, eggs, seafood, and canned beans, brightly colored vegetables, carrots, squash, broccoli, all the peppers, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, and kale are other tasty sources. And for those of you with a sweet tooth, good news. Honey, brown sugar, and maple syrup, in addition to fruits like blueberries, cantaloupe, peaches, and strawberries, also contain significant levels of antioxidants. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Sylvia Escott Stump with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.